Welcome to the Consistent 5K Club. I'm Elise Coulson, your host. I'm a K-12 educator turned VA turned business coach. I've helped over 50 plus moms and women just like you create sustainable businesses as service providers. I'm here to give you quick, tangible tips and tricks to take your online service provider business from those 1 to 2K months to reaching those consistent 5K months without burnout or having to create digital products or even an agency. Through this podcast, I will be sharing with you the habits needed to create consistent 5K months. These habits will allow you to run a sustainable and successful business that supports your dream life and finally experience the freedom you've been craving ever since starting your online business. If you're ready, hop in those headphones and let's get to it. Well, hello, my friends. Welcome back to another episode of the Consistent 5K Club. I hope you didn't miss me last week, because I'm not going to lie. Sometimes, even with the best of intentions, podcast episodes don't get recorded. And I could have repurposed another training that I've done from before. It just wasn't happening. This is real life. We are actually living and breathing and doing the dang thing. But I am here today. We are going to talk about a topic that I'm incredibly passionate about. And so it'll definitely come out. Little caveat, and I will say it multiple times while we are chatting today. If you are doing any of the things that we talk about, all the love and support, like, I still love you. I still support you. I still want you to win. Like, don't feel like I no longer love and support and I'm just like judging you. I'm not, I promise. What I am sharing with you today, though, has a lot to do with like simplifying your life, simplifying your business. And if I were to go back to just being a service provider, because in case you didn't know, I have clients that I am a done-for-you service provider for, and maybe we'll do a whole episode on that of like what I do for my clients and what that looks like and how that impacts everything else that I do. If I were to just do this service provider space, these are the things that I wouldn't even worry about. This is not where my focus and support would be. And the thing that I also want to share with you on the other end of is the things that I would be focused on doing, kind of in tangent to what the goal is. So I hope, if nothing else, that this is really helpful for you. And if you do find yourself focusing on some of the things that we're talking about and it's like not feeling good, or you feel like, holy crap, I need to make a change, please know that like, that's what I'm here for. I freaking love helping people. So I will share some of those different things at the end of the podcast episode. So let's dive in, my friend. Okay. Today, the whole intention, the whole focus of the episode is things I would never do as a service provider, as a done-for-you service provider. I really don't like absolutes, like never and always. I will say these would absolutely not be any sort of priority for me. So also read, listen, hear. These are things that are not things I would prioritize as a done-for-you service provider. That's not catchy. And they're like, nobody's going to want to click and listen to that. They want to hear the things that I would never do. And you guys just know. You just know that I'm not that dramatic, right? We're just not that dramatic over here. Cool. But I do want to share these things with you. And here's the reason. It's not because I think that my way is better, more superior, insert judgment that I may hold over people who do these sorts of things. I want to share these with you so that if you are doing them and you're running into roadblocks and things are not going your way, you can take your foot off of that gas pedal and put it on the right gas pedal so that we can actually start moving our businesses forward. That's the only thing I want from you. I want you to win. I want you to be successful. And so if we can do that by avoiding some of these things that are really loud in the online space, or habits that I see people getting into once they have started to gain clients, because that is one of the other big things that comes into play here. If we cannot do those things and we can focus on the things that are actually going to move our businesses forward, my hope and feeling and wish for you, it's not really a wish. If you do the things that we talk about, like, you will win. Okay. I want you to be successful and I don't want you to feel burnt out. Okay. So the first thing that I would not do as a done-for-you service provider is focus my attention on digital products or courses. This is something that I see. Oh my goodness. If I had a penny for every single time that I start following a VA or tech VA, OBM, social media manager, whatever, and they are like doing their thing and they're talking about their expertise and like showing, you can tell they like have been working with clients, things are going well, they're constantly posting about the work that they're doing. And then, no joke, within a very short period of time, a couple of months maybe, they transition into being a coach or creating a course on how to help others start their businesses. Like, y'all, I would be so rich if I had a penny every single time I saw an online service provider doing this. And here's the deal, my friends. I know we get super duper excited when we have this new skill set and we finally have started to get it going. And then it's like, I want to tell everybody about it. I know that there are other people who are struggling. I want to help them. There's nothing wrong with it. The reason I would not do it as a done-for-you service provider is because it distracts you from the like momentum you're already building in your done-for-you service provider space. And the reason why so many done-for-you service providers are shifting into like putting courses together, putting digital products together, becoming coaches, whatever, they feel like they can scale better. And I would very much argue that there's a lot of foundational pieces that are missing before that scaling piece can actually happen. You doing something for a couple of months does not make you the sort of expert that is needed in order to teach somebody else how to do a thing. And again, it's not that you can't do that. It's just distracting you from being able to serve clients and to do the thing that you want to be doing and to make really good money. One of my clients, and we actually had this conversation about a year ago, she asked me if I felt like the only way to scale beyond 5K months as a service provider, and we're using scale as grow in this conversation, to be able to grow your business that way, is to become a coach or put courses together. And I told her, no, that is not the only way to do this. If you really enjoy being a service provider, I want to show you a simpler way to make it so that you're not spending all of your time, but you're still making really good money. There's a lot that goes into that. We do not have enough time today to really dive into all of the different pieces that really are necessary to simplify your business, to make it super simple so that you can make more money without needing to work more hours. And so I would not be focusing my attention on those digital products, on those like quote unquote passive income pieces, because in order for it to get to the passive income place, you have to put so much effort and energy into it. It's diverting so much of your attention away from serving clients, away from landing really high quality clients who are going to pay you good money and who respect you and love you and value you. I would also argue that a lot of those quote unquote service providers, because there are a lot of them who then go beyond the service provider space. They have courses that they put together, or they have memberships or whatever. More than likely, they have a team that is helping to support them so that they're not trying to do all the things at the same time. It's not just a one-person show. And if you are stuck and you are feeling like you can't really take on more clients, but you want to make more money, I promise you digital products is not going to give you the answer the way that you are expecting to get it. I highly encourage you to come join my challenge, to come join my upcoming bootcamp, where we can simplify your business. We can take a look at what you're doing and how you're doing it and make that simpler so that you can maybe take on a client or raise your prices with your current clients so that you're making more money and separating yourself from the time money exchange. The second thing that I would never do as a service provider is stop networking and forming relationships with people. And the positive way to say that would be that I would hold at a high priority forming relationships with people, networking with people, whether they are potential clients or connected to potential clients or random business owners. I would be holding and networking, and I still do. Like, no matter what sort of business you run, you need to be forming relationships with people. That's a non-negotiable. You don't have a business if you don't have people who are buying your thing, and people are not going to buy your thing if they don't know you. So you have to go form relationships with people. And so networking, even if you are completely full, even if you are so booked out, it's not even funny. Networking still needs to hold a priority. You still need to be forming relationships, because one of the things that I have found to be so true about the online space is that things move really fast. And so you may be totally booked out as it is right now, but there's a very real chance that in the future, whether it's a couple of months from now or a year from now, you could lose a client. And you don't want to feel like you are starting at square one with trying to gain a new client to replace this old client that you've let go of. Networking and forming relationships, absolutely top priority as a business owner. Forming relationships and networking does not have to mean that you are asking somebody if they want to work with you. It really is just getting to know your potential clients even better and understanding the problems that they're having so you can help solve them, whether that's with your own services or connecting them to somebody. There's a lot of different ways that we can help people. And then the third thing that I would never do as a service provider is just be taking on any and all potential clients that are sent my way, whether they find me or it's a referral or whatever. We need to be more picky about who we're taking on. Instead of just seeing that dollar sign, instead of telling ourselves this story of like, well, I mean, I could do it. I could help those people. Every single time that you say yes to somebody, and we're talking about like non-ideal clients, we're talking about super low contracts. And I'm not talking about like monetarily, I'm talking about like commitment-wise. If you have a bunch of small contracts, you are still having to manage those clients and take it from somebody who's done it. If you know anything about my story, when I was at like my breaking point, it was like pre-breaking point, I had 9 clients and at least 5 of them were fairly small contracts, like less than $200. And it was really hard. I had to manage those clients in the same way that I was managing the clients who were paying me the most. You have to give as much to those clients because you're creating this VIP experience of working with you. And so one of the ways that I got out of that, of taking on a bunch of small contracts, is that I created a minimum that people needed to hit in order for me to take on their work. And that was very, very helpful. Then I wasn't taking on these super small contracts anymore. They were all relatively even, and I could justify the amount of effort and energy that I needed to put into their business and the care that I needed to put into their business because I didn't need as many clients to reach my income goals. I hope that makes sense. You also don't just want to be taking on anybody because that person is taking up a spot in your client roster of a potentially totally dream client. And so if it doesn't feel aligned, if you don't want to do the work that's being asked of you, if you're having to compromise a lot, whether it's on boundaries or expectations or just on workload in general, I can promise you the short-term gain is not worth the long-term consequence. I can promise you. Been there, done that, got the t-shirt. And I've also coached a lot of women in that same space who are in the space of regret, of like, holy crap, I should not have taken on this client. And I don't want that for you. So if you are struggling with any of these things, or you're finding yourself wanting to dabble in digital products, or you're finding yourself straying away from or making excuses as to why you're not networking, or you're taking on a bunch of clients just to fill your client roster and like hit your income goal, I would recommend a simpler way, because those are things that I would never do as a service provider. And so if you want to simplify your business, if you want to simplify your way to consistent 5K months and beyond, my client that I was talking about who was asking me a year ago if it was possible to make more than 5K months, y'all, she's making 7 and 8K months consistently. If that's the sort of business that you are looking for, I highly suggest that you join my upcoming challenge. The really beautiful thing about this challenge is that it's not like any other challenge I've ever done, and not like a lot of challenges that are done in the online space. All of the trainings are recorded. There are three of them. You will get access to all three of them at the same time. We will have a live Q&A session where you can ask me your questions. And if you want to upgrade to the 5K Insiders Club, you get two additional trainings that are really great. One is on networking. One is on how to land high quality leads, like the how of landing high quality leads. And then you also get Voxer access to me for a week, where you can message me and ask me all of your burning questions, and I will coach you through whatever it is that's coming up for you. If you've ever been a part of any of my challenges, you know that I'm not going to like gatekeep and not share information or not actually help you. That is my goal. And then in the challenge, if you feel like you are getting the information down and you want the how of how to simplify into those consistent 5K months, I will invite you to come join the upcoming round of my 5K Roadmap Bootcamp, which is amazing. So if you are feeling stuck, if you are feeling like you don't really know how to grow your business without totally burning yourself out, and it's not feeling great right now, highly, highly recommend that you come join the upcoming challenge. The link to join is in the show notes. You can also send me a message over on Instagram and we can connect there and I will walk you through. You guys, I'm not going to let you join a challenge if it's not going to be helpful for you. So if you message me and ask me if it's a good fit for you, I mean, you can still join if you want, but I'll tell you the truth. It doesn't benefit either of us if you join something that is not a good fit for you. All right. I would love to know your thoughts on this episode. Feel free to send me a message or write a review, and I will see you all next week. My friend, thank you so much for spending time with me today. It means the world to me. I would love for you to leave a 5-star review over on Apple Podcasts and share this episode over on Instagram. Make sure you tag me at Elise_Coulson_. By sharing and reviewing the podcast, you are helping to spread the word so we can help as many service providers as possible avoid burnout and actually get to living the life they've been dreaming of. See you in the next episode.